The letters of the Rebbe, volume 17. This is letter number 6421. Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Tammuz, Tov Shin Ches, Brooklyn. Harav Agoin, with the great titles here. Isaac Mitzar Chetzibur, Gedalia Sheyichya Hertz in Sydney, Australia. Shalom Uvracha. And there's ... And he wrote to the Rebbe that it was written up in the Mittler Rebbe's Maimer, in the Maimer Shar Rish Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, that the pants of the Kohen Gadol, the Michmasayim, were up to the heels. Down to the heels. Now, so the Rebbe, his question was that the Mittler Rebbe writes that the pants reach the heels, and apparently his problem was because in the words of the Gemara and in the Rambam, it says that the pants wore from the hips until the knees. So why did he say they reached it? That was the question apparently that the person asked the Rebbe. Says, some time already, people pointed this out to me, and I was looking amongst the manuscripts, the handwriting, so that Maimer I didn't find yet. And the Rebbe wants to make sure, apparently, that is actually what was said in the handwriting over there. Maybe there was some sort of a copying mistake when they copied it from the handwriting. But the Rebbe says, that Maimer, for now, I could not find it. But I do find, from the Tzemach Tzedek, that's of course the Mittler Rebbe's son, a Maimer that discusses the same matters. And he also explains the aspect of the garments. And there is not those words that talk about the size where the pants went, that they went till the heels. It doesn't mention over there. So this is already some sort of indication. It's not clear, but the Rebbe says it shows that there's something going on over here because the Tzemach Tzedek doesn't mention that. Other thing he asked the Rebbe, because the Rebbe spoke about the language, in sometimes we find a statement in a not such a strong way, and sometimes it's expressed like absolutely. For example, he says that you have to daven, before you daven, you should daven with seriousness. Before the davening, you should stand, koyved roish, means a seriousness, thinking about Hashem, who you're davening for, etc. So the language, instead of saying plain, oh, the way we start to davening is metoich koyved roish. Start up. But the language used is much stronger. The language used is ein oimdim lihispalel ela metoich. We do not start davening only from a place of seriousness. So we don't, but only that language, we don't, but only that addition to saying we do not start and only emphasizes the necessity, the specificity of this matter and how necessary it is. That's why it doesn't say do it, but don't do it, only do it this way. That gives it a stronger. And this rabbi, Hertz from Sydney, he pointed out that we find sometimes the same language, and still, it only means, it doesn't mean like the Rebbe is saying the necessity. Where does he find it? Basically, the Rebbe, he's asking the Rebbe that by Shtei Halechem, that is the two breads that were brought as a mincha together with the Omer, when they brought the Omer and the Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem that are brought on Shavuos and the Omer, so the Mishnah says over there that Einom Boyin Elo Min HaChodosh Umin HaOretz, that they come only from Chodosh. It says again, Einoi Elo. And in the Braise, it says clearly that the Shtei HaLechem that are brought not from the new grain, that was the new grain of that year, are Kesheres. So that means that it's kosher, but is lacking a mitzvah. That's what it says over there. And the Rambam paskens rules like that in Hilchos Tumim Musafim that Shtei HaLechem Einem Boim Elo Min Haoretz Umin HaChodesh. But then it says if you didn't find Chodesh, you can bring from what you have stored Min HaAliyah. So that you see clearly that Min HaChodesh is only for a mitzvah L'chatchila, but when you don't have Chodesh, you can bring also from the Yoshan. So the Rebbe's language, Ein Eindim L'Spalel Elo, seems to be challenged by this halacha. Rebbe is basically saying that the language from the Tosfos and Lecha Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and the way they're answering the Rambam over there, it seems they actually accepted that the language of the Mishnah means precise, that Ein Elo, like the Rebbe is saying. The only thing is, they need to answer how come the Rambam chose the Braise versus the Mishnah. So they are also explaining that the Braise, the Rambam, are disagreeing. Anyways, the Rebbe says, even if I'll agree the way you write it, but even when we say some things cannot need to do it lechatchila, there is many different levels. When we say ein emdim mispalel elo, there's still, even if b'dieved it's okay, we don't mean absolute, there's different levels. And you can do a mitzvah properly, you can do it perfection, and you can do it mahadrin, mina mahadrin. And that addition is coming to add on the very simple style, and at least it adds in the level of lechatchila. And the Rebbe says that's written beferish in the Kesef Mishnah, the second answer, which it appears that this is what you are asking from, but because over there, Taka the Kesef Mishnah is also that language seems to point to that. Basically, the Rebbe is saying, my point stands regardless. First of all, according to some of the commentaries, we see that it's Dafka. That's why there is a disagreement between the Mishnah and the Braise, and we have to choose why we paskin like the Braise, why the Rambam paskins that way, but it means that the language normally stands. But even the Rebbe says, if we give in, but it's still, when it just says, or we write, that's a much stronger language. And the Rebbe says, and truthfully, that we don't really need additional proofs, which is really means the words. Translate the words regularly, simply. I mean, you don't need this. Even if it just said, yeah, we're saying, doesn't have a special emphasis. How is that? That's basically the simple language, doesn't need any of the doesn't have the emphasis. How it is if it does not take place? That's what we do it. When you say that has the emphasis, simply it has the emphasis. So it's more there. The Rebbe says, it's my hope that they have bringed in your community in the days of the Beis Gimel Tammuz the redemption of our Rebbe, the Prince, Head of Israel. The body follows the head, so he will redeem each and every one of us because of his redemption. Brings about the redemption of each one of his follows, each one of us amongst all Klal Yisrael, from all matters that interfere, both physically, spiritually, and you can serve Hashem with joy and gladness of heart, with honor and blessings for good news. So it's a scholarly and various different points that the Rebbe mentions over here. We'll leave it for another time.